Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
A nice, nice fresh morning with a touch of humidity in the air. Who likes humid weather? Oh, some do. Our guitars don't like humid weather. Digby and I have been having challenges in keeping our guitars in tune this morning. So if they sound a little bit out, don't be too concerned. It's the weather. Welcome to the Vines this morning and to our worship service. For those of you who are present in the building and for those of you who are watching online, welcome to you also. Let's stand and sing together. Father God, we praise you and thank you for your amazing grace. The wonder, Lord, of of knowing what it is to belong to you. Lord, we are forever yours as you are ours. And we praise you and thank you for the relationship that is ours. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, present in our lives day by day, holding us, loving us, forgiving us, caring for us, providing for us, leading us onward in life's journey, no matter what stage we are at in that journey. And for all these things, Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Abba Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stay standing.
How great are you, Lord? Sing it with me, how great.
How great are you, Lord. How great are you, Lord. I'd invite maybe two, three, four of you just to give thanks on behalf of us all for the great things that God has done in our lives. Please feel free.
Lord, I thank you for giving you thanks to you to spend time with you and the Lord welcoming to you being this way.
Lord, we thank you for the Lord who is the big love and what we found. For the presence of the Lord who is found today. And for the joy of what is coming.
How great are you, Lord, your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing. How great are you, Lord, is filling my heart as I sing.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're well. Certainly, last night's rain was a lot more sedate, wasn't it? I saw some great pictures of the flood on Friday night with an outside light being a water feature. It's just unfortunate, was it the man to the time? But you know what happens, doesn't it? There's things, you know, one thing goes wrong, something else goes wrong. But that's just life, isn't it? I'm really grateful for the rain because during the week I've got a water tank and I decided, oh, that bit of lawn looks a bit dry, so I'll just water it with the water tank. And then I went and did something else and clean forgot. So it totally drained my water tank. So thankfully, last night, rain would have filled it. So that's very nice. Hey, look, so we're getting back into the swing. So next week is February, so morning teas will be back on board. So if you've been hanging out for a cuppa after church, that's when that'll be happening. So again, the aim is just generally just take it low key because the year's a busy year anyway, isn't it? Again, notices, we had our first Friday Friends last Friday for those of you who came. A magnificent food again and company and fellowships, that was great. And again, reminder that the last Friday of every month, we get together. So drag your neighbours along. It's just really a great time to sit down and talk and enjoy food and that sort of stuff. If you'd like to be on our email for our grapevine, please let Colleen. Colleen, give a little wave over here. That's Colleen. So if you want to get on the email list for what's happening, please let us know. And again, there's a whole pile of stuff. Enjoy the beer today because next week it won't be on. You know, my wife was doing her hair with a bit of colour and she had some left over, so I brushed some on. I'm not sure it makes much difference, it just looks a bit dirtier, but anyway. So anyway, it's been fun while the beard has lasted. And I guess part of the beard has been, beginning of January, I have, in my time in army, after 20 years, I've sort of sidestepped, and now I'm in the position where I can actually choose to do army stuff or not. So that's a really nice position. So that's been good. Okay, well, I think that's enough for me. So Sam is going to help me help you understand more about what we're doing today. All right, Sam, come on, buddy. Here's your microphone. You love it. I know you do. Come on. We're all talking about stepping out of our comfort zone. So I'm going to do some drawings, see? And you've got to guess what I'm drawing. You can't help. All right. So, what's this? What do you think? What do you think it is?
Sleeping person.
A sleeping person. Well, this sleeping person was sleeping, and then they had what?
Dream.
Okay. And in this dream, the person. What's this? What am I drawing, Sam?
River.
What?
River.
Okay, so we're going to say this. Okay, let's do this then. What do you reckon that is?
Land with water. boat.
Ocean, yes, we're on the ocean, all right. So it's walking along the beach. I'm sorry, mate. It's called Dave's Dodgy Drawings for a reason. All right. And, okay, so there's... How many footprints have we got? How many people are walking along the beach, Sam? Their toes. I'm not sure what's happened to the rest. Okay, so how many people... So, like, how many people are walking along the beach, do you think? Let's do a bit. Four people?
No.
Three people?
No.
Two people? Yes. One person, two person. All right. So, in his dream...
There's way more.
He's dreaming... Yeah, look, he's just got a... Look, come on. Online, just make yourself a coffee. Look, okay, so he's having a dream. He's walking along the beach, or she's walking along the beach, and she's talking about all these wonderful things. Maybe not the shark. The shark's not necessarily wonderful. But, you know, the time she's playing, or could be a dolphin, yes, playing footy, and she kicked the winning goal, woo! Or the time she was boating, or he was boating, you know, so she, all these wonderful stories. And then it got this point in her dream, or his dream, where something really sad happened. Okay? And what this person noticed was there was only one set of footprints. And the person thought to himself, now, if I'm walking with God through life, and there's the two of us, and then suddenly something really bad happens, and it's just me by myself, where is God? Did God go swimming? Did God go for a picnic? What happened to God?
Still with you.
God is still with you. All right, let's find out how that happened. Where was, and this is me showing off a bit of theological training. What's that? Theos, this is an abbreviation for God. So if you ever want to sort of think, how can I write God quickly? Do that. All right. So where was God? God was with him. And so the person said to God, hey, look, God, where were you? And God said, you know, when you noticed only one set of footprints, that was when I was carrying you. So this is... Okay, so that's where God is carrying you. Get it? Can you see that?
I can see something.
I can see something.
I don't know what.
All right, so
is God going on there. Outfit.
And we got some nice feet. There we go. All right, is that better? Okay. Don't give up my day job. Okay. So, Sam, what am I saying here? Can you summarize? What do you think? So when there are exciting and good things happening, is God with us?
Yes.
When there are sad and bad things happening,
yes.
Is God with us?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, good job. Thank you, young man. All right. Thanks, Sam, for your help.
In this next song, we're going to dedicate our offerings to God, but it's also a good time to dedicate ourselves and just remind ourselves, as this song states, there is none like you, Lord.
Set for all eternity.
praise you, thank you that there is none like you. We praise you, Lord, that you are present in our lives all the time, and there is nowhere we can go in the universe where you are not present. We praise you, Lord, that you have drawn us to yourself, given us that wonderful gift of your presence for life day by day. And so, Lord, we bring to you and commit to you this morning ourselves and these offerings, and pray that you would use what we bring, including ourselves, as we seek to serve you in this congregation and beyond the walls of this building. We give you all praise, all thanks, and all glory. Abba, Jesus, Spirit. Amen. Please take your seats.
Good morning. As we come to our intercessory prayer, I just have a little introduction and I'll probably need my glasses. Last week, David's message to the children was about hope, help other people love. We can love with God's kind of love. This week, David is talking about walking our faith shaped by hope. The news confronts us every day about the state of the world, and we can do nothing to change the big picture, but we can be the hope for our little part of that world as we live out love, caring, reaching out, embracing the lost and lonely, and reflecting God's unconditional love. So as I lead these prayers this morning, I'm going to share just a few stanzas of a poem by John Greenleaf Whittier as I move through the prayer. These are words which generate hope and reassurance. So let us pray together. Creator God, whose majesty is seen in all creation, whose mercy reaches to all created, who needs nothing which we can offer and yet gives us all we need, who silences the shouts of the proud, amplifies the whispers of the humble, and hears the cries of the hurting, please hear our prayers which we lift to you this day. Who fathoms the eternal thought? Who talks of scheme and plan? The Lord is God. He needeth not the poor device of man. In faith, Lord God, we come to you with deep cries of concern about the state of our world. It seems to be on a knife edge. Wars continue, and people perpetrate atrocities because of human disrespect, cruelty, greed, self-interest and power struggles, and ordinary people are fearful. Here in the maddening maze of things, when tossed by storm and flood, to one fixed ground my spirit clings, I know that God is good. In hope we pray that hearts will be softened and the common good put before self-interest, desire for power, and total disregard for others. Lord God, just a few days ago we celebrated Australia Day, but for so many this is a day of pain, frustration and sadness, not for celebration. Memories of stories of cruel laws and injustices which have impacted the Indigenous people of our nation over many generations, and the inequality continues to hurt today. We pray for the concept of a voice to Parliament. May it offer hope to those who feel disenfranchised and helpless. Please guide the conversations and empower those who seek to bring healing for those who are still gravely affected by these issues. May this initiative begin to bring healing to the brokenness. May it inform our diverse population that we can all live together in fairness, with compassion, education, and recognition that we are all Australians, precious in your sight. We pray for all those who are in positions of leadership across our world. We pray that they might consider the needs of their people over and above power, prestige, and control. What the world needs now is love, your kind of sacrificial love, O Lord. We are so grateful that through the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives, we are able to see beyond what is to what can be. Help us to respond with hope, courage, and strength to the challenges which daily confront us. Help us to never give up the fight for justice. As children begin a new year in their preparation for the future, may they find compassion and understanding from their teachers, that they might enjoy their school years and continue to be equipped to take their place in this ever-changing world. And may teachers find ways to break through the debilitating social issues and feel satisfaction as they see their children flourish. Loving, compassionate God, there are people in our community still struggling with the complexities of COVID. This has brought huge challenges. We ask for your help as we continue to move through those concerns and find your peace. Help us to pause at the end of the day and to reflect on those special moments when we have known your touch. Please remind us that there is a light in this world, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Help us to pray to be bearers of that light and hope in these troubling times. We especially pray at this time for those who are going through their own personal challenges, physical and emotional. Those who have to stand by and watch loved ones in difficult situations and feel helpless. It is so hard to see our loved ones suffering and know we cannot make it better, dear Lord. So, gracious Lord, we take a moment in silence to name before you those who we know have special concerns at this time. For all these names, these people lifted to you, we ask your gentle blessing. Please restore hope and give them a renewed sense of your presence as they continue to move through the circumstances. And if my heart and flesh are weak to bear an untried pain, the bruised reed he will not break, but strengthen and sustain. Gracious God, help us to live positively, to trust that you will strengthen us in any storm, comfort and empower us in any situation, and open our eyes to those in need. Help us to be part of the answer to our prayers. Show us how to love, even as Jesus loved. And in gratitude we say, I know not where his islands lift their fronded palms in air. I only know I cannot drift beyond his love and care. With this assurance, let us pray together the prayer which Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. Power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading is from Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. God challenges Israel. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the case of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses and Aaron and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam son of Beor answered him, and what happened from Chittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
A special welcome to those who have come a long way or maybe haven't been for a long time. So it's great for you to be able to share. And Jackie's sister and brother-in-law, great to see you guys here too. And not often a church can say, well, we've had someone travel thousands of kilometres just to be with us this morning. Not sure how many clicks it is, but there you go. Let me share a prayer. Lord God, the year has begun. We're working through into February. Lord, it's as we prepare ourselves, as we walk into this year, there's a lot of things we don't know, and there's some things we really do know. We thank you that your love is with us regardless. We ask that you would add an insight into our lives this week. In Jesus' name, amen. There's lots of imagery around Micah this week. It's really a very rich 8 verses. Could have easily been a series in itself. Lots of different aspects to this reading. One of the particular things I liked was talking about, Micah was talking about the saving acts of the Lord. The saving acts of the Lord. And really, you know, the Bible, I'm not sure how you would describe the Bible, but the Bible is made up of lots of people's journey with God. You know, we've heard Jackie and we've heard Rosalie share their personal stories. And the Bible is full of these stories compiled over thousands of years. Why? To make us feel bad and miserable? No. To be a witness and a reminder of the Lord's, the saving acts of the Lord. And Micah was no different. You know, he was a prophet in the 8th century during the time of the Northern Kingdom. Samaria, the capital, was just about to be destroyed by the Assyrians. And Micah was trying to say, hey, people, there is doom coming if we don't change. And the prophets picked this up and told the story. And part of what Micah was really trying to do was to remind people that even in the midst of difficulty, there was a history that reminded them of God's saving acts. It's the same with us, isn't it? Like, in our own journey of life and faith, there are points in which we can say, yeah, well, that was terrible. If we did, remember that picture of the graph I did, you know, where people assume life's just going to be a straight line? But in reality, it's up and down and a few craters and a mountain. And at different points in our lives, there are different connections and affirmations about something about God's life and love. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
There's a lots of people in this world who are atheists because something happened in the church, or they met a Christian who they hated, or they hated, whatever. There's something in your journey of faith that keeps you connected. What is it? So, Micah begins by talking about how, oh people, what have I done to you, says God, and where have I wearied you? Answer me. It's almost like God saying, hey, come on, people. And there's a great image of Micah saying that God was going to get the whole mountains, the very creation itself, to be witness to the people of Israel. What are you doing? What have I done to you? Have you forgotten? And you'll notice that there are three things that particularly come out. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the houses of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Abraham, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what the king of Balak of Moab devised. What Balaam the son of Beor answered him. And what happened to Chittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. So, from here to here, don't forget what has happened. That God has done some amazing things. And through the history of Israel, the whole thing about being freed from slavery becomes a mighty, significant part of their history. What a God's saving act. You know, finding their land, having gone through the Red Sea, discovering a nation, being called by God, loving. These are things that they continue to remind themselves. And it's interesting, Miriam, who is the eldest sister of Moses and Aaron, was actually played a significant key part in this whole journey. And she was the one who actually rescued Moses and by putting him in the basket and sending little baby Moses to the princess of Egypt. This was a time when they were going to try and kill all the firstborn boys. And so Miriam's leadership, and that's why she's mentioned here, enabled the whole salvation history to emerge. Without Moses, there would have been no release or survival from Egypt. There would have been no plagues. There would have been no parting of the Red Sea. I mean, it would have been a different story. She was the one who saved Moses' life. So let's get back to Micah. So I love the idea of the saving acts of the Lord. It's a beautiful image. And in Numbers 22, if you want to read some more of that, and this bottom section here about Balaam and all this sort of stuff, one of the kings tries to get God on his side and tries to get the prophet to curse Israel. And this is where the donkey starts talking to the prophet and saying, mate, you're an idiot if you follow this other king's advice. So if you want to follow that, Numbers chapter 22. Next slide. So, have there been times in your life when you've had the opportunity to think and connect and discover things? Like, what's your story? I mean, are there points in your life where you could say, there have been some key points in my life that I would class as saving history, or, you know, saving points, or where someone made a difference to my life? Or is there a time, an event, or a person who shaped your faith? Now, I'm going to actually pause here and invite you to do a little bit of chin wagging with the person next to you, or some personal deep reflection. How would you answer this question? Can you think of one point in your life? Now, we all tend to go to the bad points, don't we? That's just... So, what I want you to do is to think of, where was a life-giving experience where maybe out of a bad thing came a new awareness? What would you say? If you're writing your book about your journey of faith, what would be one of the key things that's made faith stick for you? What is it? Okay, I'm going to be very generous, you've got a minute. A whole minute. Okay, get cracking. I'll call you in. Can you think of anything? Maybe if someone, go. Get talking. See what you think. What have you got? Okay, I've given you a bit longer than a minute. Well done. The interesting thing about stories, even the Bible, like, there's lots of brutal, honest, difficult, traumatic things that are recorded in the Bible. And the aim of that is not to somehow make people filled with shame and guilt. It's just, I think, a very honest recording of life. And I like that about the Bible. Right? It's just warts and all. Is there a positive spin on humanity? Well, no, actually not. Why is that? Because, well, actually, humanity is full of difficult, life is full of stuff none of us plan. And yet, part of the journey of through the Bible and through our own lives is, out of this difficult, challenging, hard, brutal things, there are some things about our connection with God and relationship with God that we can affirm. I remember reading a book, and someone said, look, we all have bad memories. The question we ask these bad memories is, are you life-giving, Mr. Bad Memory or Mrs. Bad Memory? Are you life-giving? Very interesting question. Because if they're not life-giving, what is the point of them? We're just making ourselves miserable, sad, and destroyed. So how does our memories empower us? How do our memories and life-giving stuff empower us? The Bible was written to empower us, not to feel miserable little worms. The Bible is written to empower us to be all that we can be, to feel love and accepted. And I had to laugh on that hymn we were reading, Amazing Grace. Sort of, one of the lines is all back to front. It's the significant thing is that, not that God is mine, but I am God's. You know? I don't somehow possess God, but God owns me. I am God's. And that's the affirmation that we take within us. And it's a bit like the Footsteps poem, which I terribly drew. But it's the idea of walking, you know, and part of what we're trying to do is walk into the new year. And there's lots of different ways we walk. I was reminded we had a couple of greyhounds come on Friday morning to the morning tea, just as comfort dogs. And my grandpa used to train greyhounds. And he put a motor on his clothesline, his heels hoist, attached the dog, and the dog would just go around and walk forever. Now, I'm not sure if walking into the new year feels a bit like this for you. Okay, I'm happy to turn the machine off and cut the lead so you can be free. And that's part of what we're hoping to do. At any age, our walking means that we can walk into places maybe we haven't ventured before. Maybe in our own empowerment, our own sense of self, our own sense of love. I don't know. But our walking into the future doesn't need to be the same as it's always been. You know, we had a dog who would just, has a little short leg on one side, he used to just do a circle work around the clothesline too, and he just made a big trench. And it wouldn't have surprised me one day if I came out and all I saw a couple of ears going around. So, if you find yourself in the midst of a rut, if you find yourself just same-o, part of the walking into the new year is to be able to do something different. Because God is a God of new beginnings and walking with us. All right, I think that's enough from me. Let me share a prayer with you. Again, you know, it's the invitation is, what do you take away? Next slide. I had a couple of slides here that I was going to show, but I clean forgot. This could be the new you. Or maybe the next slide.
you know. And as a, I don't, you know what I'm trying to do with this, don't you? All right, so as we walk into the next year, may you know God's peace and hope more fully. Amen. Thanks, Dave.
A couple of years back, I did a reflection on my life's journey as part of a course I was doing, a particular subject, which made us look at those significant times, events and people. And it's simply doing that just reminds me of how much God is at work and has been at work in my life and our lives, in essence, forever. We've never done it. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and have a go. Let's stand and sing together.
Blessing on you and your family this week. And as you go into this week, may a blessing be upon your head too. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.
And the depth of grace, the forgiveness.